Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
17.
Hey there, it's Matt Amatico.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, nobody sells for less, and certainly not during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Well, you find lower prices on a mattress.
Get in there and save up to $500 store-wide of the best brands like Tempur-Pedic. That's one I have. I love it. Stearns & Foster, Serta, and more. Queen sets as low as $179.99. And if you want to look at a Tempur-Pedic adjustable set, and I suggest you do, you can save up to $500 on that.
And when you get in there, you can take a look at some queen sets they have for as low as $179.99, that no interest financing for 5 years, which would maybe make your budget look a little different when you're looking at a Tempur-Pedic with the adjustable base. And while you're there, you've got to ask about the Sleep Happy Guarantee. If you're not satisfied within 120 nights of your original purchase, you can return or exchange your mattress. But rest assured, you will sleep happy.
And maybe it's been a while. Maybe your mattress is old, or now you're old, and that means you sleep differently. And to optimize your sleep experience, you have to find out what a lot of these new mattresses are like, because they make them better now, frankly. And people, the technology's better. People know more about them. And when you describe the way you sleep, that mattress professional say, okay, well, I'm going to show you the options that you need. And maybe you just kind of need to explain it to somebody. And then you actually lie down on this mattress and that mattress. And next thing you know, you're hooked up with just the right one.
So you go to mattressfirm.com and you find the location nearest you. Get in there during the President's Day sale and let the sleep experts help you find that mattress that you need, as Dan just described. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep. CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com. In the NBA, the Bulls, they're looking to rebound from their loss at Golden State when they play at Phoenix tomorrow night. Jimmy Butler practiced, and he's hoping to play against the Suns. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker has torn his left ACL. And a good doubleheader for you this evening. Cavs play at the Thunder with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they play in Winnipeg tomorrow, Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquire 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in 3 games last year for the Royals, spent a majority of his time between Double and Triple A, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. NFL news, Carson Palmer, he announced he's returning for the 2017 season, and Panthers team president Danny Morrison has resigned. In golf, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a group of 4, they lead at 4-under. Jordan Spieth is 3-under through 16. Lefty is 1-under through 17. This scoreboard update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with the score. Join the score on Saturday, February 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. for a meet and greet with Chicago Bears Zach Miller. Then stay for a score broadcast from 4 to 8 p.m. live from the Toyota Sports Corner, brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, I think the best thing that's going to happen to the Chicago Bulls is the New York Knicks, to be honest with you. I mean, because now they're the second most dysfunctional team in the NBA. The circus is on the road, but at the same time, I don't think it would have changed if they were home.
Who's to blame for post-Jimmy Butler draft results?
I don't know if it's player development as much as you drafted bums. And they're just, they're just not developing because there's not a lot to develop. Call me crazy, but I just have a feeling Grayson Allen's going to be in a Bulls uniform next year. That's just what I see. They like a certain type, and they need to get away from that type. You know, this whole idea of these guys from the big colleges that put a lot of years in there is nice, but I don't know if it's getting it done.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Hello to everybody watching on Facebook Live as well. That was part of the show the last, 4 hours, somewhere around there. Joe Colley joined us. We just wrapped up a conversation with Jay Jaffe. Steve Popper jumped on in the 3 o'clock hour to talk about the craziness that was going down at MSG last night. No, and we're not talking about the Knicks game, which was, semi-entertaining if you like to see no one play defense. It was Charles Oakley getting dragged out of MSG by a bunch of security. James Dolan watching from courtside as things were levied in terms of Oakley saying things and Charles Oakley needing to respect the peace and being ordered. I was just some bad optics for me as well, just seeing a brother getting dragged out by 6 security guards after...
Well, they baited him.
He didn't really do much.
They went in there, they baited him, and then they lied about it, and they continued to lie about it
after
the
fact. They doubled down with the statement today, too.
Everything he said since the incident is pure fiction.
Yeah, everything. Wow. So, yeah, we've been talking about that. Got some interesting texts off of that. It's 670-11. I was told to go back to my, host country or?
No, your home country. This is your host country that you're disrespecting.
Disrespecting my host country.
And snapping into action, Phil Jackson has fired off a tweet that nobody seems to understand. And I will tell you that the responses, especially the animated responses.
Your mentions are dead, bro.
To Phil Jackson's tweet is hysterical. So he tweeted... So after starting a fire emoji, firestorm, got it.
Nothing better than when old people get a hold of emojis.
Yeah, that's what my kids say about me. But I send wrong emojis on purpose just to mess with them.
My mom loves sending emojis now. It's super weird. I love it to death, but she'll send a smiley face at the wrong time.
I send total non sequiturs.
Yeah, laughing.
Complete non sequitur emojis.
Do you know this aunt died? Laughing emoji,
crying, laughing, LOL. So after starting a firestorm with a misunderstood tweet, I offer this peace sign emoji, right?
Yes.
Our society is torn with discord. I'm against it. Let it be.
All right. Let's try to
freaking weirdo.
Let's try to break this down.
Come on.
This is probably from a sober-minded Phil Jackson, 4:32 p.m. He sent this out. So, I mean, well, it's never too early. It is 12 minutes after 4:20, though. So he's saying that he's offering peace to the society that is torn with discord. He's against it.
Against
what?
But
he wants to let it be.
What are you globalizing?
And he said he started a firestorm. I thought the firestorm started because one of his, you know, I don't want to say water carriers, but a guy that he has had a relationship with, in Kevin Ding of the Bleacher Report.
That's his guy.
Wrote a piece on Carmelo Anthony and him never changing his stripes. And then he threw Michael Graham under the bus yesterday with that tweet. So that's the firestorm you started. I don't know. Is he referring to the Oakley James Dolan stuff? Like, because he was a part of that last night, too, when he was trying to calm down Oakley as he was on the ground with 12 people surrounding him. I don't know. That's your guy, though. You covered him. You know, you are the Phil Whisperer. So
he's at this point.
And we've had him in here to talk about his book. It was a terrific interview. It was a great interview.
It can be. It's just that when everything about you has to be some sort of ridiculous Zen cone or puzzle, it's just say what you want to say. If you don't want to say anything, don't say anything. But stuff like that is just you don't come off as sort of wise and mysterious. You just come off now as weird.
Yeah, you're the weird neighbor who, when the ball goes over the fence, you tell the kids you just lost the ball. Don't go over there.
It's like Boo Radley,
right? You're like don't go over to old man Phil's yard. Nah, dude, I don't get it. To me, you got to keep earning it. Especially in business, you know, you can't just rest on your laurels and or have your 11 championship ring avatar to throw it in the face of the haters out there. I don't get it. The Phil Jackson thing from day one when he took over that Knicks thing because he wanted to show Jeannie Buss and Jim Buss exactly who was boss for not extending the gratitude or the courtesy of running the Lakers when he wanted to run the Lakers. And if you listen to some of those stories, you realize how petty that relationship really was. Like, there's stories about Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson being on a private jet. The genesis of all the problems between he and Jim Buss was a private jet for a vacation, and Jim Buss was a couple of minutes late, mm-hmm. and he tells Jeannie Buss, hey, let's go now. You know, we're not waiting. And it's her brother, and he's like 20 minutes down the road, you know, L.A. traffic, and he doesn't make it to the private plane, and he takes off. And from that point on, there has been a feud between the business side and the talent acquisition side of the Lakers, you know, situation, and Phil Jackson is no longer part of it. Yeah, it's way too much money, way too much ego. So he goes and runs the Knicks, and he doesn't realize what it takes to run a team. Like, you're actually going to have to go and scout people. You're going to actually have to go to other countries. You're actually going to have to negotiate contracts. You're actually going to have to appease agents and you know, hangers-on and all those things that go with being a GM / vice president / president. And Phil Jackson, they showed the record, Melo without Phil as a Nick, and since Phil Jackson has joined the team, and it is just awful, absolutely awful. But that's what happens when you trade for Derrick Rose and you sign Joakim Noah, and now you've cornered your only star, and he's got a no trade contract clause in his contract that he earned in negotiation. So, you know, enjoy it, Phil.
There is a budding story here that I know some people closer to the situation have been talking about that hasn't quite reached the national level yet. But the AP just posted this: 3 Michigan State University student athletes are suspended from team activities, removed from on-campus housing as part of a sexual assault investigation. Mm. The school says in a release Thursday that a staff member associated with Michigan State's football program also has been suspended. No names here. Police are expected to forward reports in the case to prosecutors for possible criminal charges. The school says the complaint was made last month. Names of the players were not released, but the school says it is retaining a law firm to conduct an investigation into football program staff members' compliance with university policy in connection with the allegations. A Title IX consultant also has been retained to conduct a separate investigation. That probe will address whether MSU's relationship, violence, and sexual misconduct policy was violated. So,
yes, don't be violent in a relationship and don't engage yourself in sexual misconduct.
Yes, another,
that should be that's the policy.
Right, another one to take a look at there, because it just it seems never ending, and especially with all that's going on. And I saw something that, did you see that Ken Starr, the disgraced Baylor president, is about to land some kind of governmental advisory job?
Wouldn't surprise me. You know who'd be good to talk about these kinds of things with? David Ridpath. David Ridpath.
I know that name.
Yeah, former AD, I believe, a University of Ohio professor now. I've had him on a couple of times, and he does not mince words about the lack of institutional control that is had when it comes to big time money making sports, and whether it be college basketball or college football. It's going to sound naive of me because these questions have been answered over and over again, but is it that hard to find 53 to 80 guys that you can win with that won't engage in this kind of behavior? I know, you know, to be 17 again, but I didn't act like this at 17. Hell, don't act like that now. Like, is it that hard to run a clean program? Because you've got the plausible deniability that will be had by the coach.
Well,
the
a
head
clean
coach.
Program, if you're talking about NCAA regulations and whether or not there's a $100 handshake.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
I don't think about that as clean program. I think about not having violent predator criminals on the campus.
Right. Like, maybe it's, you know, like I said, pie in the sky or whatever, but is it that hard to have a program where you've got 75, 18 to 22-year-olds who understand that this can't happen here.
Right.
This can't happen here. I mean, whether it be the University of Florida when Urban Meyer had everybody getting arrested every other weekend, or Ohio State with the Jim Tressel stuff. Hell, Youngstown State with some of the Jim Tressel stuff. Like, is it that hard? Is it that hard?
The answer is it shouldn't be, but maybe we're just wrong. Maybe it is. Here's the Ken Starr story. This is from the Dallas News. It says, Ken Starr, the former Baylor University president who was ousted last year amid the school's sexual assault scandal, is reportedly being considered to lead the Office of International Religious Freedom in the Trump administration. He is on the short list for Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, a job in the State Department that promotes freedom of religion and monitors religious persecution around the world. I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of that office. An individual familiar with the process said it's my understanding that it's his job if he wants it. It's unclear what interest Starr had in emerging from his forced retirement, which he's been using to write a book about his time at Baylor. He's called religious liberty one of his abiding passions.
Listen, man, big time Texas football, you rub elbows with people that will probably get you back in the swing of things in no time. You know, you just weather the storm for a little bit and you'll be right back on your feet in no time.
Sonny in Kankakee, you're on the Score. It's always sunny in Kankakee.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, man?
Appreciate you guys having me on. So I'm just hearing you guys' conversation. I really appreciate that perspective. But I was thinking, isn't this sort of a good thing? Not necessarily the sexual assault, obviously, but the fact that it seems like MSU is self-imposing a lot of these sanctions, if I'm not mistaken.
They aren't self-imposing anything. Mm-hmm. They're just suspending people.
Mm. Right, but I think that the fact, I mean, I guess so, but didn't they hire like a Title IX person? I don't know if it seems like maybe they're covering themselves, but.
Of course, that's exactly what they're doing because they're concerned about being sued.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I'm thinking of it from a perspective of a lot of the past instances. It's been external forces having to come in and pretty much mess up a program.
Well, we don't know how they found out about it.
true.
Yeah, this is all in the initial stages.
Yeah, we have no idea how it actually got to them or who complained to whom or how long it took, what the delay was. When you know when there is a staffer who's already being suspended, that means the team did something wrong in this. That means the school realized the team tried to quash something.
Somebody knew something and somebody got to somebody that they shouldn't have talked to.
By the way, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has just announced that they have ruled against reinstating the immigration executive order.
Sweet. So we, so my mom can travel.
We stand by for the Twitter response from the bathroom of the White House.
Oh man!
Somewhere in a White House water closet, there, someone is turning a deeper shade of orange and getting ready to fire off a tweet. Maybe I'll just have Phil Jackson do it instead.
He hacks Phil Jackson's Twitter. Carmelo Anthony, he'll never win anything. Sad. Not a passer.
Total disaster.
Overrated. Wasn't that good in Syracuse. His ratings in Syracuse tanked after his Final Four win.
The failing Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, dude, Herb's Steph Curry Donald Trump tweet yesterday was outstanding. The failing Steph Curry will never be good. Yeah, man. I don't know. You know, people like you are what's wrong with this country, Dan Bernstein. That's what I'm finding out more and more every single day with your liberal agenda. You know, keep it to yourself. All right. Stick to sports, jackass. Now get back to Michigan State rapers.
And Jordan Spieth scums. Just a couple of scums.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, Jordan Spieth went after some adult autograph seekers, and all of a sudden, all of them came out of the closet and wanted to repent. They sat on hold and realized the error of their ways, and by the time Dan Bernstein punched them up, there was a lot of explaining of why they shouldn't do this.
They kind of realized it, like, while they were on intervention. Hold. Like, oh, yeah, I guess maybe it's kind of creepy.
And one man handed his entire family over to Greg Maddux. He named his child after Greg Maddux. He told his wife how much he respected Greg Maddux. And Greg Maddux, I believe, signed his kids' buttocks.
He made his wife dress as Greg Maddux every night before they went to bed.
Yeah, it was super weird. So if you missed that, check out the podcast when you get home.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, you listening, your wing ding, Valentine's Day is next week. Have you still not done anything about that yet? Don't wait until the last minute and end up giving an ordinary expected gift. Give her a gift from Sherry's Berries. It shows her you planned ahead to find the perfect gift and is sure to get the reaction you want. All right, this is the offer, so listen carefully. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries and double your pleasure for just $10 more. You just need to take my code down and take advantage of this deal. Jason G is the code. I'm telling you right now, these berries are dipped in milk chocolatey goodness. And you can surprise her at work. You know, all of a sudden the Sherry's Berries pop up and everybody's looking at her like, oh, he loves you so much. We love him. He's such a great guy. And this way you can, you know, wait for her to get home and get the payoff, which is you taking out the garbage and making sure the dishwasher is aligned properly. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. All right, hurry. Valentine's Day, just days away. There's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. This is what you got to do. You got to visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. Order now. Get those Sherry's Berries. Show your lady you love her.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. So we're supposed to feel bad for Charles Oakley because he got himself booted and nearly tased at the Knicks game last night. But my guess is that as poorly run as the Knicks organization is, even they're not stupid enough to throw a fan favorite out unless he had it coming. Which, based upon the PR department's second press release in which they said everyone they have talked to and interviewed on the topic has said that Charles Oakley was completely out of line up until and even after the point in time in which he was asked to leave, and only Charles Oakley has said, yo, I didn't do nothing wrong. And while we're at it, can we please stop calling Charles Oakley a Knicks legend? Knicks legends are Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, Patrick Ewing. I get it. You don't like the owner. You don't like the team. You're not particularly fond of Phil Jackson, but he wasn't a legend, and he was very likely out of line and deserved to get himself run from the guard. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Hey, mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They're a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance...
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't!
Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Purchase.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Just reading through some of the wording of the Ninth Circuit's ruling here. Lawrence Holmes was helping us digest some of this in real time. They actually used the word Trump in their ruling to troll him. Wow. Okay.
Information that was false and faked.
And everybody's just waiting for the tweet. Where's the tweet? Come on. Come on, big fella. So-called judges.
Amen.
Tweet.
He's going to stay off of Twitter and just get back to trying to run the country.
Okay.
Maybe that's the advice he got from his peeps.
You want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
He's getting the White House ready for the Patriots, man. He's got a bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. He's got his boys coming over. Yeah. Big Jim on the South Side. You're on the score. What's up, Jim?
Hello, boys. Hey, maybe it's my imaginary radio I was listening to, but did you say that the president and Phil share the same bathroom?
Who knows at this point?
Oh, okay. Hey, how on God's green earth does a Baylor not get the death penalty on this stuff?
I can't. You know, there's no such thing anymore. It doesn't exist. They got all these TV deals and mega contracts signed that include them on all the schedules. It takes away TV programming, and you're hurting conference partners. That'll never happen again. If it didn't happen for Penn State, and it's not going to happen for Baylor, it's over, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, Jason and Dan, there's no possible... It's not hard to get 75 guys that can be clean. I don't think that's impossible. I think it's very, very possible and very real that you can do that. I don't think...
And
I think
win,
you just
though.
Have to open your eyes a little bit.
And win.
See, that's the thing.
No, I can think you can still do it and win. I do.
Why?
Because there's good people out there, good guys out there that are not going to get caught up in gang rapes and all that crap. You can call me whatever you want. You can call me Lucy, but, you know, I just feel that...
No, I understand, Jim. It seems like every program, like, it's like a rotating basis of, like, all right, every 5 years, this program is going to get hit or that program is going to get hit, and you just spin the wheel and it lands on a program that's one of the big boys. I mean, I don't know what subculture is happening on these campuses or what's being enabled by the people who love college football on these campuses.
That's the other question. When you use that word and we think about, is it possible to have somebody who has been created by the system that is in place to create great football players? What they've been told they can do, what they've been told they're entitled to, what becomes in high school this understood personal playground? Is there anybody who's great at football, who's a product of the large American football gestation system, right, that gets to college that isn't some way made who they are by a large level of sports sociopathy, or is able to be coached and parented well enough to say, look, this is, I know a lot of stuff has come easy for you, but it doesn't mean you're entitled to it.
Right.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start with the Bulls. They're looking to rebound from their loss at Golden State when they play in Phoenix tomorrow night. Jimmy Butler practiced. He's hoping to play against the Suns. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker has torn his left ACL. And a nice little doubleheader for you tonight. The Cavs play at the Thunder with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. In hockey, the Blackhawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquire 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in 3 games for the Royals last year, but spent a majority of that time between AA and AAA, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. And a couple NFL notes, Carson Palmer is returning for the 2017 season, and Panthers team president Danny Morrison has resigned. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Caracara oranges and emergency variety packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
Oh, no, it's on.
on, okay? It's on.
All right, as Matt has been mentioning in his updates, there is some fabulous basketball on tonight. You've got LeBron versus Russell starting off at 6 as soon as we're done. So, you know, make sure you listen to our guy Lawrence Holmes and have the sound down on TNT. Celtics and Trailblazers. Isaiah Thomas is sneaking into this conversation for NBA MVP along with James Harden and Russell Westbrook, who are the front runners. And, of course, anytime you can watch the Mama's Boys, CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, the baby-faced assassins themselves, go up against Isaiah Thomas is an awesome thing. But Dan Bernstein, yes. A lot of people think this is the most heated rivalry in all of sports, and you went through a few years of it. It's happening tonight. Duke in North Carolina. You going to watch? See, this guy.
NBA gets look.
That kind of that Chet-like walk up to it. You know, I presented it to him.
And NBA gets first crack.
They're men, and we have to play like men.
Well,
NBA gets first crack. Right? And if they lose me, maybe I'll flip over there and
you want to watch Grayson Allen do something mildly dirty? Welcome to Mildly Dirty. I'm Grayson Allen.
And what's with these really tight unis? Like, they're all wearing these weird sort of like, like spandex.
The kids love them. Why am I talking? I've got like these joggers on right now where you could count the change in my pocket. But you know, the kids like the form fitting stuff these days.
First, there was the uniform changes color when they sweat. Mm-hmm. There was that whole thing going on.
So you saw the bums whose uniform stayed right. One color the entire time.
My uniform's still blue. Right?
You go to one of the sorority parties. Your uniform didn't change at all this week, huh? No, dude. I like watching North Carolina play ball. I mean, they got what North Carolina has? They got a bunch of guys who you don't know who they are. But they're all good players. There's not like one star in North Carolina like
Roy Williams,
the Stackhouse days.
I mentioned it. Roy Williams he's got a roster full of NBA second rounders.
Yes.
He's got a roster full of guys who are going to be stars
Bryce
in Turkey.
Bryce Johnson last year, right?
Always. Yeah. The point guard and the Kennedy Meeks. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all pros. They're all going to play like for the next 10 years, just not in the NBA.
You're going to hang out in Hoffman Estates?
You can win a lot of games with those guys. Yeah, they'll be over at Chili's in Hoffman Estates trying to talk to somebody who works at Motorola.
Trying to be the next Bobby Portis.
Right, that's...
All right, so no Duke, North Carolina for you.
No, I didn't say no. Apparently, a couple texters say that the Cavs are sitting the big three.
Oh, well,
that
I will be
things.
Sitting that game as well.
Boring. Yeah, if that's the case, maybe it will be. Here's the thing, though. Is it Vital?
They took him off the lead.
Yeah, I was about to say, it might be Billis. Might be Billis.
Sometimes they give him a Duke, North Carolina, though. Like, every once in a while, they'll throw old Dickie a bone and let him...
No.
That would be the deal-breaker for me.
A good way to go.
You know, because I can't do that. I don't like that in my living room.
But the Dick Vitale?
I love him as a
or
guy.
Or the bone.
I love Vitale. I just... His bit.
The thing is done.
The thing is
yeah.
over.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
Well, that's what I was going to say was NBA gets first crack, and we had match game last night, so we got that
done.
I
DVR'd it.
It's good.
So I'll watch it tonight.
It's a good one. I'm meeting some celebrities I had never heard of. This Chris D'Elia, comedian, he's great on the show.
Yeah?
He's terrific. And he's talking and saying stuff I'll spoiler of one good line because he's just going off and Charlotte Ray, who's sitting right below him, sort of looks up and she goes, "My God, it's like he's Jesus with Tourette's." it was.
All right. I'll have to check it out.
No, it's a pretty good episode.
I've been on a run of movies that make me sad. I did another one last night, Deepwater Horizon. The Mark Wahlberg
story of the blowed
BP
up thing.
Oil rig. Oh my God, that was tough to watch, and I watched all of it. And
you still haven't done Manchester by the Sea?
No, it's like I'm building up to it.
The tweet has come.
What's that?
Here it is. It's all caps.
Oh God.
At Real Donald Trump. All caps. See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake. They are court.
We'll see you at another court.
Right. See you in court is something you say to somebody when you're taking them to court.
See you at Old Orchard Food Court.
Right. Bad hombres.
See you at next to the Wow Bow in Deerfield.
Right. They are court.
It's disgraceful.
Okay.
Every time I walk in the house, there's news on. My lady is turned into a news house.
I got to get away from it every once in a while.
I'm done after a while.
Texters say Vital is on Purdue, Indiana. It is Billis on UNC Duke. And actually, Purdue, Indiana is, I don't know if Indiana is getting any of their guys back or it's still just going to be Thomas Bryant against the world for the win.
Watch Caleb Swanigan out there and you're throwing elbows.
Actually, him against Bryant's a nice matchup.
Yeah, nice little matchup of guys you're not going to watch dominate an NBA game.
No,
nice college players.
You'll watch Bryant play for a while, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a star of any kind, but when you're that tall and you can move like that, you'll be all right.
Fellas, what are you guys checking out tonight?
The better college basketball game tonight. Not Duke, Carolina, but Oregon and UCLA. The late tip out west.
Ooh, Dylan Brooks versus Lonzo Ball. Nice.
Bill Walton probably on that one.
Oh, see, I'm there.
Dave Pash and Bill Walton being weird.
Dave Pash was weird last night with Mark Jackson. He brought up the Oakley thing, and Mark left it alone. Like, there was dead silence on the air for like 20 seconds. Like, Hawk was calling a ball game. All right, Chris, what do you got?
To piggyback off of what I was talking about yesterday with the Bill Burr thing, mm-hmm. tonight on CNN, 9 o'clock, it's the History of Comedy. It's an 8-part documentary series.
Fake comedy.
Fake comedy, not real.
Information that was false and fake.
Focusing on the importance of comedy, what makes funny funny, and they take you inside of a comedian's mind. And I think it's poignant, especially in these days and times where comedians are important, you know, speaking out against things. So it's going to be interesting, 8-part series from CNN.
How about the George Lopez thing?
What was that?
George Lopez apparently told a joke about the rules in the Latino family, and one of them is not to marry a black man. And
what?
Yes. And people, am I telling the story right? And people went in. Like, George Lopez was like fending people off, like it's I Am Legend, and the zombies are just jumping at him. And maybe like, this is so racist. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, he's a comedian, I guess. I don't know. I'm not gonna fight that fight. But yeah, George Lopez out here stirring it up. Actually, this, you know what? George Lopez is one of my guilty pleasures.
He's not guilty. He's funny, man.
I think he is.
Is he?
I think he is. Yes. Every time I hear his comedy, because,
it's not like you said Sinbad or something.
Right. Just disparaging Sinbad now. But every time I've had Mexican friends, and every time I hear his jokes and he's talking about his upbringing, I laugh because some of those moments I've witnessed personally, he's got that thing. The TV show, man, I've never watched it, but George Lopez is under fire. The black mafia is after his ass.
The black Israelites are at his door.
Hey, I am not playing any games. That was Dan Bernstein who said that. The black Israelites will find me, and they will banish me from blackdom. I don't want no problem with those dudes.
They have banishment from blackdom powers?
Listen, man, those dudes, you talk about...
They're very serious.
Man, I'd rather go hang out with Jeff Sessions and Mitch McConnell.
Hey guys.
Yeah, those dudes. No playing around with those cats. Nope.
Where is your safe space?
I'll be the biggest snowflake in the world when it comes to the black Israelites. You brothers can go over there with your leather wristbands and everything and dressing like pirates. Yeah, enjoy yourselves. I don't want no part of that. That's Dan Bernstein saying that. And this from the 630. Jason should be familiar with entitlement. He's liberal and black.
What?
Shout out to 630 getting it in before he gets out of his car and walks in to hug his wife and kiss his children. Punk bitch.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Lawrence Holmes is going to join us next on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jeremy Bates was hired to be the quarterback coach by the Jets. Connect the dots. Jay's headed to the Jets. The one thing the Jets really need is more turnover.
Sure. They need another quarterback.
They haven't had an interception in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, meet Dan.
Hello, friend.
Retired, Social Security income $1,500 a month, and he called to refinance to pay off his credit card debt and lower his monthly payment. David helped Dan do a cash-out refinance, which consolidated his first and second mortgages, paid off over $30,000 worth of debt he was carrying on his credit card, and reduced his payments over $1,600 a month. One phone call to David enabled Dan to eliminate his debt, which more than doubled the amount of money he receives from Social Security. So if you're retired and you'd like to refinance to pay off your credit card debt and substantially lower your monthly payments like Dan just did, pick up the phone. Call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call. So call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 1918.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. This year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Now, ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or just break the ice. Now, check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Grey bear. Or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Chris Ranji, first day. Good to have Chris with us. He's a Granite City native. He spent 14 years at 670 The Score in Chicago, and one of his colleagues there, Lawrence Holmes, joins us now.
What you're going to get with Chris Ranji is a bad guy. He is often at the top of our rankings of bad guys at our radio station. I believe when he left, he was number one with a bullet.
No. The bottom line is I'm damn charming. I can't help that. I don't know what you want me to do. I can't turn it off. There's no off position on that charm switch.
All right. We got a full
broach.
Nice. Lawrence Holmes is in the house. Lawrence, he got a chance to talk to Chris Ranji's new teammates.
Yeah, I was on his show yesterday. I didn't hit him with the first day thing. I should have. I felt bad.
Take it easy on
about
him.
That. But I did throw some, I sprinkled some nuggets so that if they want to look some things up about Chris Ranji, they could.
Oh, yeah.
So
they can.
So they're on top of it. It was a lot of fun. What's up, man?
What's happening, brother?
Hey,
how's everything?
I really like the It's On segment. Mm-hmm. Can I add something?
Yes, of
Give
course.
It to us. So I heard Tanny talking about Bill Burr's special that's on Netflix. You need to check out Neil Brennan's stand-up, Three Mics, that's on Netflix.
He was actually on Desus and Mero the other night.
It's awesome. For those who don't know who Neil Brennan is, he's the co-creator of Chappelle's Show. And so he did this thing where there are three mics on stage, and he would do a segment and then move to the next mic. So it was one was for pure stand-up. The second one, the one in the middle, is for personal stories and his own like issues.
Huh.
And then the third mic was for one-liners. And he goes back and forth through the three throughout the show.
What an interesting... That's a
next-level thing.
Why has anybody done that before?
It is tremendous.
It's one of those things where like, damn it, why
that's
did I think
brilliant.
Of that?
Yeah, it really is.
Brilliant.
And it's he's a interesting and kind of funny dude anyway. But, I mean, this to me, he really had never done stand-up. Like, he just kind of started this pilgrimage into stand-up after the Chappelle Show ended. So he talked about like some of his insecurities and frailties with that. So it's something that if you at some point you want to check it out, I would highly recommend it.
See, I'm looking it up right now. It's Three Mics, Neil Brennan's live solo show. All right, I will do.
Check it out.
We'll do.
And there's some good stuff about, you know, Chappelle and working with Dave in there too. There's not a ton, but there's enough to go, oh, okay. So you kind of get a clearer picture of all the stuff that went on. So thought I'd share. Oh, I got something for you
what's
too,
that?
Jay.
What's that?
I just retweeted this, so you might want to start getting yourself ready.
Oh, man. It's got to be something with the baby.
No. My man Jace last night, by the way.
Dude,
them lungs, man.
It's a terror, man.
Love it. Like, his face when he's about to go.
Yeah, he ramps up to insane.
Yeah, you showed me a series of photos from, like, cute,
freak out.
Something going on, totally ballistic.
Yeah, no, he's 0 to 60 in, like, 3 seconds, man. He's amazing.
This from it's been out there on a couple different NBA 2K E-League
yes!
is starting up. And the NBA is going to back it.
The year I stop playing the game is the year that they get into full Space Command with esports.
Can my kid get a scholarship?
Hey, man. This kid's making huge money, and the Staples Center gets sold out every year.
Look, now that he's on live, he showed me. I said, what are you playing? There's a park. There's park mode.
Yeah, where you go just stand up, wait for your next.
Meanwhile, and I said, you're playing like a jerk. Oh. And I said, what? He said, well, nobody's going to pass me the ball. I said,
just hogging every shot. Saying,
well, no, but it's like no one was passing to him because they call him a brown shirt noob.
Right.
Because you haven't been able to, he was just out there.
Right.
And as a brown shirt noob, you haven't been able to buy your swag yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a guy out there with it was the 7-footer had a cowboy hat on and a flannel shirt.
Modifying the hell out of
dunking
their players.
On everywhere,
yeah.
Cowboy boots, dunking on everybody. So, and every time he touched the ball, he was looking for his own shot. Look, I said, nobody's going to pass to you if you don't play the game right.
Well,
you know,
welcome to the NBA, Jason Bernstein.
I said, guard your man. Play. No, seriously. I said, look, play the game the right way, I said, when you pass the ball, cut. Move without the ball.
Kevin O'Neill in the basement.
You're worthless to me. What do you do for me? I said, no, get your cell phone, but don't stand around there clapping. Like, woo, you know?
Yeah, esports, man. That game, of all the games, that game, I stopped playing this year because of the baby and all that. And now you can go make a living off that thing now.
15 of the 30 franchises are going to participate.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out, they're going to be dudes like, hear that story, think they getting ready for the combine.
Do you know how much venture capital money is in esports right now?
It's the next.
You know how much investment there is by really smart people? I mean, the
there's a couple of NFL players too who were invested in whole teams for the Call of Duty input. And Final Fantasy guys.
Oh boy, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. It's huge.
So just, you know, throw it out there, Jay, if you're looking.
Get them ready.
It might be time to warm the sticks back up, man.
I can't even. I don't have any time to do that anymore.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to send Herb over to say something to you, and then you'll be right back in.
Get his ass whooped. Come over there and run into a dark alley if you want to, Herb Lawrence.
Oh, Rip City?
Get your ass whooped.
Thanks to Joe Cowley, Steve Popper, and Jay Jaffe for joining us today. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Forgive me, Lord. I counted my chickens before they hatched.
It's okay. The Lord forgives you. You're good. Our producer is Nick Shepkowski.
A bunch of light-skinned guys out there, you know, they thinking we ain't as tough.
That's right. Let's go.
Bring it. Chris Tannehill.
No days off. No days off.
It's up for President's Day.
All right. And tomorrow, Greg Gabriel is going to join us. Ben Ryder of Sports Illustrated is going to join us as well. So we look forward to that. Man, it's already Friday. Time is just zooming. And I forgot to ask you, Lawrence, you want to be a celebrity for poker this year or no?
Yes, I would love to do that.
Okay, because I got to get back to somebody and I forgot to ask you, so...
Yeah, you count me in. Yes. All right,
good, yeah, nice. Excellent.
Lawrence Holmes coming up next, got the full broat, so hang out with L right here on 670 The Score. Enjoy your night.
We're done here.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, guys, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them this.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That